What does the Bible say about our inside? We have peace and joy and love. And knowing that allows us to be a little more stable when the troubles and trials come in life. God's word says that we have a future. That means that things will be taken care of. Eternity's taken care of. God's word says that we have someone praying for us, Jesus Christ, that tells us in the deep inside of us that we're never alone. You are never alone. God's word shapes our identity. We reflect that. Identity these days with our youth, we talked about it, is being shaped by environment or circumstances or choices that we make. The Bible does not agree with that. Your identity is shaped by what God says you are. And so our identity is shaped and we reflect it. We reflect it out to the world. Finally, that leads us to one more way to let the word absorb into our life, and it'll bear fruit, I promise. And that is when we research. James 1:25 says, but the man looks intently at the perfect law. That's not the full sentence, but it says, the man looks intently at the perfect law. The word for looking intently is where I get research from. That means to investigate, to take in all the clues, that sort of thing. This is used in one other part of the New Testament, Advanced Bible Study Nugget. It is when the disciple John enters the tomb that Jesus is placed into, and the text says, John looked intently inside. What did John do? John looked at the evidence. Where things placed. John looked around. Maybe the body was in another section of the tomb. John put together all the clues. He realized that Jesus had said that he would be raised on the third day. He realized Jesus couldn't have removed the tomb, the stone. He put all the evidence together and he looked intently. That's why we believe in his resurrection, because it was an investigation. And John said, he's been raised from the dead. That same word describes how we are to look at God's word, to look intently, to study, to research, to investigate it. My worry is that's becoming harder and harder. Studies show our attention spans are getting shorter and shorter. Is yours? One study says that our attention span has shrunk 25% since 2000. Another study says when you get in front of a screen, our attention span used to be, just a decade ago, we could hang with a show for about 2.5 minutes. Now, we'll hang with a show for about 40 seconds. James says, stick with it. Investigate. Study. Put the clues together. That's how we bear fruit with God's word. Let it absorb us. Here at Peace Lutheran Church, we love God's word. We have it read at church every single week. But I also want to just plug a couple of other ways that you can participate in hearing God's word and have a better 2025. Elder Dave's leading a Bible study class on Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on prayer. But guess what that is? Prayer is just it's a wonderful tool, but it's also just a secret way to get more involved in God's word, because we pray his word, his scriptures. We align ourselves with what God says. And this Wednesday, another opportunity to find out what Jesus says for us to do, to align ourselves with what Jesus would want us to do in 2025. Now, good news. As I shared before, that king apple tree produced fruit. It was a strange strategy, but the fruit came. It produced. Dear friends, so also in our lives, when we absorb God's word, when we feed our faith, it may take a while. The fruit will come. Let's use those 4 R's. Is there just one that touches your heart? receive, respond, reflect, research. Let's pray about that, then we'll share the creed and move to our prayers. Lord, that old Lutheran prayer, your word, let us read, mark, and inwardly digest. That's an old prayer in the Lutheran Church, Lord. You know that, but more importantly, it's true. When we research your word, let it have its way with us. When we're hospitable to us, Lord, we know that it bears abundant fruit. Lord, clear out any of the distractions, any of the noises in the lives of our members, so that your word can be implanted and bear abundant fruit in 2025. In Jesus' name, amen.